Welcome to the best 5-Minute Wine Podcast with Forrest Kelly.
So then you went from washing and doing that whole thing, you're interning there, and then you realized, okay, I want to do this. What did you have to do to get there? You went to school?
Yeah, so I was raised in the wine industry. I didn't go to a 4-year university for a winemaking degree, so I don't have a winemaking degree. Everything I've done has been learned on the job and through hard work and dedication. I started at 19 and I stayed in the wine industry essentially full time. I'm almost 50 now. I have 32 harvests under my belt, and so I really learned from the ground up. So yes, you start with all the dirty tasks, like cleaning tanks, cleaning the floors, cleaning drains, cleaning barrels. But as you learn that stuff and you learn techniques and processes, you just naturally, I was able to progress in my career and take on more responsibility. So maybe, you know, the next year I helped run the crush pad, or, you know, the next year I learned how to organize the barrel room and organize putting wine to barrel. So it's just step by step. You learn how to operate equipment, whether it's pumps or a forklift or a crane to dump gondolas. There's all this hands-on training and learning that you got to do that all equates to how you're going to organize and run a winery down the road, if that's what you want to do. And I've always said, I think that what's hugely important for interns is to try to focus on the highest quality producers possible, so that you are learning techniques from, you know, hopefully what you think are the best producers. And so I've been fortunate enough in my career that I worked at very high quality oriented wineries that were really shooting to make very high quality wine, not pump out volume, if that makes sense.
Now, you mentioned at the beginning there that you got where you are through hard work and dedication. Let's quantify that just a little bit, because when you say hard work and dedication, we're not talking 32 hours a week and we're showing up to work whenever you want, or showing up with flip-flops and a beach shirt on, right?
No, not in the slightest. I genuinely feel that winemaking is a lifestyle job. It's not a 9-to-5 job. If you are going to get into winemaking, you are getting into it because you found a passion for it, and it never really leaves you, right? So there's no clocking out and just leaving the winery and you're like not thinking about it, because farming grapes is all year long. Taking care of your wine and getting it from grape to bottle is a all year long process. And through those processes, there's lots of areas where you can mess it up. So you have to be very attentive. You have to be available at all kind of hours if need be. I'm not saying that's how it always is, but like harvest is an example of where you're going to work more than an 8-hour day, because the work volume that you have to accomplish and is there's, you just need more hours in the day to do that. Now, there's times where it's slow in the winery, but you're still not fully like checked out. You have to top your wines. You have to make sure things are clean. You have to get them blended. You have to make sure they're ready for bottling. So it's not, you can't compare like winemaking to working maybe at Amazon in a warehouse. And that's not to discredit anybody that, you know, finds that as their passion. That's great. But winemaking is a lifestyle job. There's no doubt about it. Just much like anybody that's in sports, right? They've made it their life. I would say that winemaking is similar.
You don't have a typical day in your title and what you do, right?
Yeah, it's cyclical. So I would say right now it's probably the quietest that the winery is, but there's a lot happening out in the vineyard. So there's a lot of activity in the vineyard with the growing of the grapes. And right now we're currently leafing and shoot positioning and doing crop estimate, because harvest is going to be here before we know it. And so we're getting prepared for the upcoming harvest. We have a bottling coming up in July. So there's still things that you have to do leading up to harvest and after harvest that are cyclical. And so, yeah, you go through these ebbs and flows, which means you definitely settle into a routine. But every year poses new challenges and new opportunities because Mother Nature really controls everything that we do in the sense of the farming aspect. So it always keeps you on your toes.